get mine. Call the meeting to order, call the roll. I'll get mine between.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Malani?
Here.
Trustee Compass?
Here.
Trustee Reardon?
Here.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Here.
Mayor Pecow?
Here.
Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item, approval of the February 17th, 2025, Committee of the Whole Minutes.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Katsinas?
I move to approve the meetings of the regular meeting of the Committee of the Whole of February 17th, 2025.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Mayor Pecow?
Aye.
Do we have any non-scheduled citizens and visitors for agenda-specific public comment? Anyone here to talk? Okay. RFP 25-012, Catalina Subdivision, 2025 Water Main Project, Phase 3 of 3 Award.
Joel, do you have a presentation for us?
I do. It's a very short one, but maybe powerful in its compactness.
Point of order, do we need to make the motion first?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Compass?
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve and authorize the execution of a contractor agreement between the Village of Orland Park and Ares Incorporated of Joliet, Illinois, as the lowest cost qualified responsive proposal for RFP 25-012, Catalina Subdivision 2025 Water Main Improvements Project, for a cost of $9,661,051, plus a contingency of $500,000, for a total not to exceed contract price of $10,161,051.
Second. All right, go ahead, Joel. He could have gone before the motion too, by the way.
That's all right. One of the driving factors or metrics that we have at Public Works is water main breaks as giving us a true sign that maybe an area of the village needs its water main replaced or lined. So this project really is phase three for the Catalina area. One second.
Did we have a break?
There we go. All right, so phase one, we did some lining of the water main along Wheeler, one of the larger pipes. Phase two was the yellow area, and phase three is the tan area of Catalina. So this project is to get that area. The green part was part of the lining process, so that's why it's green up in the far right corner. The project also has storm involved with Catalina. Catalina does not have any storm basins in its area. The closest we have is the ComEd easement area to the south. And so phase two, we built a dry pond in that area, and then we're building another dry pond to the south of Catalina near the school there. And so we just want to highlight that the yellow area will also be paved this year. So there'll be two projects going on with the road program paving the yellow area, and then the tan area will have water installed and storm installed, and then we'll come back through and do paving next year for both Wheeler and the tan area. In conjunction with all of this major project, we had the spur projects going on. This is the Oak Lawn feed to our village and to our neighborhood villages. And you can see the blue line kind of where they went in that process. And they are finishing up on Wheeler, so they will pave the bottom right area of Wheeler this year once they go underneath Harlem. So just wanted to kind of show you. The other portion is in comments easement, so that won't obviously be paved. But you can see a little bit of their effect. It's been quite a challenge with both of those projects going on simultaneously, plus a phased program. But we're happy to see that we're finalizing the last of the third phase, which is the tan area this year for water and storm.
Yep. The yellow area is getting paved this year?
Yes.
The only reason I ask is I've been walking this neighborhood recently, and it's been nice to see this about a month ago. But what I've been telling everyone is everything's going to be done by 2026. I didn't know what section was getting done when, but some was this year, some was next. But everything will be completely done, and we'll be out of there by the end of 2026.
That is the, yes.
Because they've been dealing with construction for a bit.
Correct. They've been very patient, so we really appreciate the residents. I would like to show you one just backup slide. We purposely paused on the road. This is the scan of the roads that we did in Catalina. We did it, obviously we don't want to rip up a brand new road. So we had to get the utilities in first and then come in and do, as you can see, they're orange and red and yellow segments of those roads. And then our plan is to kind of focus south of Wheeler in FY27. So that whole section of the village will be blue or green, or it'll be blue, but you know, blue or green.
Better be blue if they've got new new roads, they better be blue.
Yeah.
Better do them right, not to.
I was talking about the other green on the map, but yes, everything in the other sections would be blue, and we'll try to capture a couple of the other little sticks as well.
Please send me those two slides too. Actually, send me that whole deck. That'll be.
Okay. So that's all I had. Just want to give you kind of an overview of all of Catalina's work. And
great.
Any questions?
Any questions or comments? Oh, and I'll echo, you know, as I've told people, Dora, thanks for the patience. Unfortunately, it's, you know, the neighborhood's 50 years old. And so, it's a big neighborhood too. So it's all done at one time. So you can see by the size of it that it's just a lot at one time. So
a lot of cul-de-sacs as well. So it's a little more challenging with water mains, how to deal with cul-de-sacs.
And we ran across gas lines that were unmarked, and that delayed things as well.
Correct.
Okay.
When was the last time it had been done?
Any other questions or comments? Hey, Joel, in general, how long has it been, the roads we're doing now, how long has it been since they've been done? Just in general.
Usually, we have an age map, and usually it's about 25 years or more.
We want it to be every 20.
Roughly, yes.
Yeah. So we're at 25 right now, and because we're catching up.
Correct.
Right. Okay. So yeah, because we were higher than that, I think, a few years ago, because we're catching up on all of these roads.
Correct.
So okay.
We increased the funding just to do that. Some of these areas are the old standard. The depth, the thickness of asphalt is different, and so we have to put the new thickness in, which we'll then be able to mill in the future only.
And what, this year we'll be done with Laguna Hills and Orland Hills, or next year?
Laguna's finished. It's Orland's East and West is planned for this year.
So then we'll be done with the county roads that were the substandard, that we're having to rebuild the whole road.
Correct.
And redo the drainage and all that. So all those, they're kind of non-standard in Orland, those will all be done.
Yeah, the ditch road design, that's the last of those.
And if I recall, the original plan, we would have finished Fernway next year, I believe, in the original plan. And
yeah,
hadn't even got to these yet.
Correct. We had accelerated about 3 years faster to finish Fernway, then we could get Laguna and then Orleans East and West.
Great. Great. Thanks. Call the roll.
Trustee Campos.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Peacock.
Aye.
143rd Street Widening, Wolf Road to Southwest Highway, Phase 2, Final Design Engineering Services, Contract Amendment, Change Order Number 2, and Addendum B.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
Move to recommend the execution of change order number 2 and addendum B to the original contract dated August 16th, 2022 with Trans Systems Corporation of Schaumburg, Illinois for the 143rd Street widening from Wolf Road to Southwest Highway, Phase 2 Design Engineering Services to increase the total not to exceed contract amount by $1,495,801 to $7,020,000 $20,786 for the work outlined in the proposal dated January 27th, 2025, and authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review.
Second.
And Prasheen, do you have a presentation or can you tell us what the reasons are for the, this level of a change?
Sure, Mayor. and I will give you that, Mayor. I was just wanted to introduce two team members from here. Emily Druckery, she is with Trans System, who's the prime contract consultant for the project, and Christopher B. Burke has Matt Huffman. He's the project manager. He's also was also the project manager for Phase 1. So, Mayor, we the board approved the contract for this design from Southwest Highway to Wolf Road on July 5, 2022. At that time, we did not have any construction funding for any section of the road. But later on, as you know, we received some funding from U.S. Congress, as well as CMAP, and then some commitment from IDOT, $7 million from U.S. Congress, $1.5 million from CMAP, and $2 million commitment from IDOT. That money is allocated to build from Southwest Highway to West Avenue, actually west of West Avenue, which is the most difficult section because of that intersection that we have. So when we originally approved the contract, we removed several services, for example, right-of-way, plat of highways, and things like that. And so we are now adding those back, so we will be able to actually build this section in 2026. Start of construction is expected next year in 2026. We also have to address several issues from drainage point of view for Forest Preserve, that is added to this project as well. At the same time also, we were able to reduce our scope for Metro parking, so we were able to reduce that or take in the credit that was originally added in the original contract. So you can see about $300,000 has been taken as a credit from Metro's or the work for the Metro. So that is a summary if I could give you. So the major elements that is included in this scope is dividing the contract into two contracts, one from west to southwest, and the other one is from west to Wolf Road, which will be built later on. Plat and legals for the entire project from southwest to Wolf Road all the way. Right-of-way acquisition for west to southwest highway. And the drainage design that is required by Forest Preserve. Those are the major elements.
And what did the contract not include before? It didn't include the drainage?
So the drainage was not included, right-of-way was not included, plat of highways was not included.
Okay.
And the contract was one contract, now it's two contracts.
Was that just an oversight, or was it just that we knew we would have to do this, but we didn't?
No, it was intentional,
it
Mayor. We
didn't have to do it yet. So that's what you're saying, we knew we wouldn't have to do it yet.
Exactly.
So we delayed.
Yes.
Okay. So it was still, this was still expected. This is an expected cost, not a new cost.
Exactly. I mean, I would rather say this was planned that way, that as soon as we will get money for construction, we'll bring this back to complete the design.
Okay.